Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Western thought has been profoundly shaped by the political and philosophical ideas contained in the writings of the ancient Greeks. But few are aware that many of these important texts only passed into Europe through Arabic translations. Greg Crane, professor of classics at Tufts University, explains.
Many scientific terms, such as algebra and chemistry, come to us from Arabic. European culture rediscovered ancient sources like Aristotle and Euclid via Latin translations from Arabic translations of the Greek originals. The Renaissance re-emphasized the Greek originals, but at the same time marginalized the Arabic intermediaries in original research without which the Renaissance as we know it would not have happened. While the Arabic influence remains clear, few of us can explore that influence in any detail. The source materials are too hard to work with and are often inaccessible. Understanding the historic circulation of ideas through the Mediterranean and the intimate bonds between Europe and the southern and eastern Mediterranean is critical if we are to appreciate more fully the world of which we are now a part. Arabic-speaking intellectuals know this very well, while ignorance of this story in Europe and North America distorts our view of how we relate to the Middle East today. Fortunately, digital collections and services have begun to transform how we work with complex sources produced over thousands of years in difficult languages such as Greek, Arabic, and Latin. I have overseen a project in which undergraduates with knowledge of Arabic work with students who have studied Greek and Latin. Together, they analyze in detail how versions of Aristotle in all three languages relate to each other. Digital technology allowed them to explore topics that would have been intellectually inaccessible a decade ago. Technology has also enabled them to contribute to a knowledge base that will open these ancient sources to deeper, broader study than was ever before feasible.
That was Greg Crane of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.